we have.
We've been looking, you see, at big events, Bible's big events. So big book is the Bible, isn't it? The big book. But there are certain big events that all the details and a lot of the various points that are made look back to and refer to frequently and say that these were key events, big events. And so we've been following through. And we've been a long time in the book of Genesis because so many of the big events happen right there, right in the early period of man's history and in the first book of the Bible. So many things that, again, are referred back to again and again and set in motion, things that are part of God's plan. Well, we had Moses last time. We were talking about these things and how God had raised him up and how he was going to be a deliverer, because God's people gone down into Egypt and have been there 400 and plus years and were now slaves. They were in bondage. They had no future. Nobody there on earth who would listen to them. Pharaoh had hardened his heart against them and treated them as enemies, treated them as a threat to his kingdom, and had placed them in slavery, in bondage. And what could they do? Because it got harder and harder. But God had raised up Moses. And here's the big event, isn't it? That through Moses, the people were going to come out from under bondage, God's mighty hand, God sending plagues upon the people of Egypt and distinguishing between Egypt and his own people, and eventually going to cause it to be that his people would come out of Egypt and then go to the place that he had appointed for them. Impossible, it seemed. Egypt was the most powerful empire. Pharaoh was the most powerful man in the world. How could this feeble slave people get anywhere with this? Because they couldn't pay for their deliverance, could they? They couldn't say, well, we'll compensate you, Pharaoh, for your loss of labor and that you're not going to get your pyramids built by us. And we've had a whip round here, you see, and here's oodles and sacks of money. So you'll be happy now and you'll say go. They didn't have those resources, did they? They didn't have that money. They didn't have that clout. They couldn't have done that. But God did. And that's the big thing, isn't it? God did. God did what seemed impossible. God brought his people and he said he would. He told Abraham 400 plus years previously that this would happen and that they would come out from their slavery and be led forth, God raising up Moses. You see, Moses is a little bit like the Lord Jesus. We call him a type, don't we? He's a type. And that's not so, he's a type, that one, which used to be a bit of a way of saying, you've got to watch him. No, it means he's an example, right? He's an example. And he's an example to us of some of the things that the Lord Jesus, in a much bigger way, is going to do. Because he takes us out of bondage too. When we have nothing to pay with, where we are slaves, and we've got no kind of clout we can bring to this and say, let's rewrite this whole deal here, shall we? We'll no longer be slaves, right? We're now free, right? That's okay. But of course, it wasn't, because we were slaves to sin. And we were actually held by God's law as great, great debtors. And there was no way that we could pay that debt in and of ourselves. And so he sent the Lord Jesus, didn't he? And we remember that back then, we call it the Exodus, second book of the Bible, isn't it? Exodus, exit, leaving Egypt. That the Passover was the big event, wasn't it? God sparing his own people if they had the blood on the doorposts and had properly observed the Passover, eating the Passover lamb. And guess what? That's another type, isn't it? It's a type of Christ. It's an example to us of what the Lord Jesus would do. His blood brings about our exodus from sin, our redemption. Because that's the word in there, redemption. Slaves who got nothing to pay with. Somebody comes and redeems them, pays the price for them to be released. Well, the Passover lamb, in a way, was what was there that God set forth then to be the blood, that to atone, that which would be the redemption price. But he always had in view that there was a bigger thing to come, a bigger bondage, a bigger slavery to be released from, and a greater sacrifice that would accomplish it perfectly, absolutely sufficiently, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so much of the Bible looks back to this big event. So many, many, many references in the New Testament look back to that big event. So many of the prophets look back to it. And in the Psalms, so many of the Psalms are going back over what happened in Egypt and what God did then. And how often the people didn't learn from what God did then and forgotten what God had done then. And now they need you to remember it. And so a big event. There we are, dear friends, a big event. And keep that one very much in your minds when you're reading the Bible and trying to see, as it were, the wood for the trees and trying to get the big kind of event so you can see how the details fit around that. This was one very, very big event. Well, we'll leave that there and come back to some other big events, we trust, next week.